3. The Universe, Sun and Spirit. While pervading all the universes of time and space, the Infinite Spirit functions from the headquarters of each local universe as a specialized focalization, acquiring full personality qualities by the technique of creative co-operation with the Creator Sun. As concerns a local universe, the administrative authority of a Creator Sun is supreme. The Infinite Spirit, as the Divine Minister, is wholly cooperative though perfectly coordinate. The Universe Mother Spirit of Salvington, the associate of Michael in the control and administration of Nibidin, is of the sixth group of Supreme Spirits, being the 611,121st of their order. She volunteered to accompany Michael on the occasion of his liberation from paradise obligations and has ever since functioned with him in creating and governing his universe. The Master Creator Sun is the personal sovereign of his universe, but in all the details of its management the Universe Spirit is co-director with the Sun. While the Spirit ever acknowledges the Sun as sovereign and ruler, the Sun always accords the Spirit a coordinate position and equality of authority in all the affairs of the realm. In all his work of love and life bestowal, the Creator Sun is always and ever perfectly sustained and ably assisted by the all-wise and ever faithful Universe Spirit and by all of her diversified retinue of angelic personalities. Such a divine minister is in reality the Mother of Spirits and Spirit Personalities, the ever-present and all-wise advisor of the Creator Sun, a faithful and true manifestation of the Paradise Infinite Spirit. The Sun functions as a father in his local universe. The Spirit, as mortal creatures would understand, enacts the role of a mother, always assisting the Sun and being everlastingly indispensable to the administration of the universe. In the face of insurrection, only the Sun and his associated Suns can function as deliverers. Never can the Spirit undertake to contest rebellion or defend authority. But ever does the Spirit sustain the Sun in all of everything he may be required to experience in his efforts to stabilize government and uphold authority on worlds tainted with evil or dominated by sin. Only a Sun can retrieve the work of their joint creation, but no Sun could hope for final success without the incessant cooperation of the Divine Minister and her vast assemblage of Spirit Helpers, the Daughters of God, who so faithfully and valiantly struggle for the welfare of mortal men and the glory of their Divine Parents. Upon the completion of the Creator Sun's seventh and final creature bestowal, the uncertainties of periodic isolation terminate for the Divine Minister, and the Sun's Universe Helper becomes forever settled in surety and control. It is at the enthronement of the Creator Sun as a Master Sun, at the Jubilee of Jubilees, that the Universe Spirit, before the assembled hosts, first makes public and universal acknowledgement of subordination to the Sun, pledging fidelity and obedience. This event occurred in Nibidin at the time of Michael's return to Salvington after the Urantian bestowal. Never before this momentous occasion did the Universe Spirit acknowledge subordination to the Universe Sun. And not until after this voluntary relinquishment of power and authority by the Spirit could it be truthfully proclaimed of the Sun that all power in heaven and on earth has been committed to his hand. After this pledge of subordination by the Creative Mother Spirit, Michael of Nibidin nobly acknowledged his eternal dependence on his Spirit Companion, constituting the Spirit co-ruler of his universe domains and requiring all their creatures to pledge themselves in loyalty to the Spirit as they had to the Sun. And there issued and went forth the final proclamation of equality. Though he was the sovereign of this local universe, the Sun published to the world the fact of the Spirit's equality with him in all endowments of personality and attributes of divine character. And this becomes the transcendent pattern for the family organization and government of even the lowly creatures of the worlds of space. This is, indeed and in truth, The high ideal of the family in the human institution of voluntary marriage. The Son and the Spirit now preside over the universe much as a father and mother watch over, and minister to, their family of sons and daughters. It is not altogether out of place to refer to the universe spirit as the creative companion of the Creator Son and to regard the creatures of the realms as their sons and daughters, a grand and glorious family but one of untold responsibilities and endless watch care. The Son initiates the creation of certain of the universe children, while the Spirit is solely responsible for bringing into existence the numerous orders of Spirit personalities who minister and serve under the direction and guidance of this self-same Mother Spirit. In the creation of other types of universe personalities, both the Son and the Spirit function together, and in no creative act does the one do aught without the counsel and approval of the other.